Well, Dave and Amy Freeman have just returned from the Boundary Waters, where they spent a year living, teaching, live streaming lessons and more. Amy Freeman joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Amy, good morning.
Hi.
Nice to have you on the line with us. So tell me, you folks live close to the Boundary Waters, so I'm guessing that you've got, you know, some nicer things at home. But how was this year of living in the Boundary Waters different from being at home?
I guess there were a lot of differences, but it was like a continuous canoe camping trip, and then we shifted gears in the winter, and it was a continuous ski and dog sled trip. So, we really enjoyed our time out there and had a chance to really get in tune with the seasons and with the wildlife, and I'll never forget it.
What did you miss most?
You know, people sort of assume we're going to say something like running water or a particular food, but honestly, we kind of got over missing things like that, and it really was missing family and friends.
Well, especially with the instant communication that we have, you're able to be in touch with people so much more easily, which transitions to your live streaming and teaching wilderness education using electronics. Now, who was your target audience as you were making these online lessons available?
Oh, yeah. So through our website, the Wilderness Classroom, we were aiming to reach basically 3rd through 8th grade students. That's the audience that we write blog posts for and share lesson plans and have student response worksheets that go along with every blog post that we do.
What was the most important thing that you wanted to impart to these kids in that age group, the 3rd through 8th graders?
Well, basically, Dave and I have seen, you know, as various reality TV shows develop, that oftentimes nature is kind of portrayed as this scary place. You know, it's like people really want to heighten the drama. And we think it's important for kids to go out and visit places like the Boundary Waters Canoe Area. And so for us, one of our major goals is to make nature seem accessible and like a great place to explore and not scary.
What do you think the kids liked best? Kids, of course, you know, adults, we have sometimes the best of intentions, and we think this is really the important thing that we're trying to communicate here. And then kids are off, you know, metaphorically playing with the box it came in sometimes. What do you think the kids got enjoyed most?
Well, honestly, and we've seen this from past learning adventures that we've done with the Wilderness Classroom, that the kids really like the sled dogs.
Well, and that, of course, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because we know that, we can use the sled dogs to teach some important lessons. So we always and try and throw in a lesson about the importance of teamwork and cooperation when it comes to kind of describing the sled dogs and telling them about how the sled dogs work.
As anyone who's ever spent any time watching or talking to mushers knows, the minute that the one dog decides he doesn't want to cooperate, there's chaos.
That's true.
You know, one of the purposes of your trip was to draw attention to the threat to the Boundary Waters from sulfide or copper mining on the edge of the area. But by the same token, you and your partner went into the wilderness for a year with basically just one another to communicate with. Which, for many people, the idea of spending, you know, an entire year in one another's company nonstop would be blah. Do you think that everybody should do something like this? Maybe not a year, but everyone should do a trip like this where they unplug from everything or unplug from most things?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And it certainly doesn't take a year to experience the benefits of the Boundary Waters. Something my favorite author, Sigurd Olsen, called the intangible values. And it just having a chance to unplug and just sort of witness nature and, you know, all the things occurring around you, whether you're out there in the summer and listening to the birds, or, you know, there are just so many beneficial things that I think we don't entirely even have a grasp on at this point. But Dave and I both feel like, honestly, our relationship is better when we're in the woods. And I think we're happier and sort of feel more balanced personally when we're out in the woods. And so I think that's something that a lot of people, well, a lot of Minnesotans already know to take advantage of, but I encourage folks who have never been to go on maybe like a 3 or 4 night trip and just, you know, just see what it's like.
Amy, what a fascinating journey it must have been. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Amy and Dave Freeman spent a year in the Boundary Waters to draw attention to the sulfide or copper mining proposed for the Wilderness Edge, and also to do some live streaming and teaching about the wilderness to school kids, 3rd through 8th graders. Amy was our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.